Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. You know, one of the things that I have learned is that every single one of us needs to have an opportunity in which we take a reality check. Socrates once said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And I know that to be true. Because one of the things that I see in people that are striving to walk with Jesus, to live with him and abide in him, I see that those are folks that are constantly taking a look at what's happening on the inside, within their heart, deep in their soul, maybe in the nooks and crannies. Everyone knows that things aren't always what they appear to be. But I'm pretty sure the original disciples were shocked, I mean, overwhelmingly shocked, when Judas betrayed Jesus, even though there's no place where we read in the scriptures about him bearing any fruit whatsoever. When he does come to the forefront of the action, he's complaining about spending too much money on perfume for Jesus at an anointing. Oh, my stars. But even those who lived with him for years were stunned when Judas walked away from the Last Supper to commit treason against the Lord Jesus. I mean, this means that you can hang around with disciples for a long time. You can see miracles firsthand. You can walk and talk, but not truly be one of the disciples yourself. In Matthew 7, Jesus gives a clear warning about this, beginning in verse 20. He says, "By their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Now, folks, listen, if that's not one of those things that you can stop and realize, oh my, I need to do some self-examination, I don't know what would be. If the life of Jesus is in a believer, fruit and growth are inevitable. That naturally happens. The lack of true fruit is one possible indicator of the lack of the life of Jesus functioning within our soul. But just because there appears to be fruit in our lives doesn't mean that it's true fruit either. The only true test is a self-test, where we look deep into our own heart and our soul and ask the questions, have I really become a branch on Jesus, the true vine? Am I resting in him? Am I abiding in him? And does his love abide in me? Because if it does, you can't hide it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us of shortcomings and the things that we do and the things that we think that are wrong. Thank you for your graciousness and your kindness in taking the punishment for these things to the cross on our behalf. And I sense you calling me into a more deep and intimate, abiding, remaining relationship with you. And Lord, only you can do this, I know. Please come in and create that kind of relationship between me and you today with eternal thanks. Amen. My friend, the unexamined life is not worth living. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.